Next week we're going to have to start learning Sizzik before Dominic. Next week's not Shaykh. And you saw Patil is taking over next week. So whoever is here, please come. 6 o'clock.
You're
going to
be in
Eretz Yisrael,
I'm
going to
be on my own.
Yes. No. You're not here?
No, not 6 o'clock.
Where are you going? For Simcha. Ah, very nice. Hey, you're going to have to come. Somebody needs to come. 6 o'clock is before 11. Is that too early for you? It's only for 1 week. 1 week and then back to normal. Okay, we're up to here. 3 lines on the top. We're talking about Usha, different takanas, but Usha is king. The main takana, Hamavazvez, somebody splurges, you shouldn't end up giving more than a fifth. So a minimum is a maisa, and the maximum is 20%. Tanya Namach, we learn Hamavazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yasim Mechemish. Don't give more than 20%. Shema Yitzadach Labrias, because otherwise you're going to have to start, end up yourself snoring. And Teisha Bari brings it in Shalmi here that the first year you can give 20% of your total fortune, and then on in is 20% of your profits. Ma'ise be'echad, there was an incident of the person should be kish levaz ve'yesu chayman to give away more than 20%. V'le'niyich le'chavedoy, they didn't allow a man to be shaved. I'm another say be shaved wanted to give away more than 20%. V'le'niyich chavedoy, man Rabbi Kiva, you know, I'll give more than 20%. How do we know this business 20%? Amar Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman said, v'yitemo Rab Acha by Yaakov. My crow, what's the pasuk? V'chol ashetitin li'yakov said, whatever you give me, aser a'asrenu loch. Maiser, I'll give Maiser twice. Maiser is 20%. Freddy Gemara, it's not 20%. First is 10%, which leaves 90, and then 10 of 90, which leaves 81, so it's 19%. Behold, loy dummy, isuda basil, isuda kama. The second 10% is less than the first one. Omravashi, asrenu. It says, aser asrenu. The same mice I gave the first time, I gave the second time. The basra ki kama, second the first time. The famous velvet word, the word tzedakah, is tzadik dalad kufhei, to teach you this din. The minimum you have to give is you keep tzaddik out of kuf. If you make $100, keep 90, which is 10%. But the maximum is you keep dalad out of hay. And if you make hay, you can keep dalad, which is 20%. That's the maximum. That's the word tzedakah. Reb Chaim Tzanz used to give all his money to tzedakah. Sorry? Or Lav Davka, maybe we could have could have even happened before, and you're just telling him the whole idea is we don't want you to be standing on the bread line, and others shouldn't learn from you. We don't know. You can't tell that this. We're just bringing a mind to me that you shouldn't give more than 20%. Lav Davka has happened after the cutter. Why couldn't it happen before? And you're just showing that this is what. You have to be in control. And if Chaim Tzanz used to give a lot of tzedakah, and he asked him, how can you do that? He says, it happened once, I did a terrible sin. I gave more than 20%. And it says, the only way you can do tshuva is by giving more tzedakah. And it's a vicious circle. I can never get out of it. I'm always giving more than 20%. I got to catch up. There's a number of dinim we give from Usha, and you have to remember them. You should know that Mismat is Vayuchas. The first one we said the name of 3 people, then 2 people, then down to 1. The Simonach Tanim, Kosvu, Bizbezu, the 3 dinim are Tanim, whether you should feed them or not, or whether you wrote all your entire estate to your children. The halach is not like those two, Ubizbezu, and you shouldn't be Vaz Moyno Chaimish. Here the halach is like it. Another tekanin usha sheha adam is galgul ibnai. A person should sort of engage in a nice way with his son to learn Torah ad shteim esrei shana until he's 12 years old. Of mekan ve'elich yoyedim olechayiv. You go into his life, and Rashi says you give him schmitz, you give him pech, and you stop feeding him until he dies. In other words, you force him to learn. At the age of 12, till 12, you play around with him, give him gifts. So after 12 years old, no more playing around. That Rashi thinks it's pretty hard stuff here, that you stop feeding him. Stop feeding him. Aini says more. It's not so. One of the Rabbi Shmuel Bashele. Rabbi once said Shmuel Bashele. You know, Shmuel Bashele was a big mechanech. But him Barshi is like the Kabbal under 6 years old. Don't accept him in your school. Barshi is a 6-year-old Kabbal. Accept the suffering to and stop him on via ox. You should, as soon as he comes in, don't play around with him and play games all day. You should pump him with Torah knowledge from the age of 6 and onwards. Everything mother me in you, so and you said 12 years old in you're right. So I feel like there's actually you have 3 stages. 5 years old is when you start. 6 years old is when you stuff them like a cow. That's talking about you stuff like a cow. But when do you start threatening him at the age of 12? Me when you're in the chayv, I lachash them until after 12 years old. The boy say another version is like kasha. It's not a question. Halamikra the Mishnah. Mishnayis is 5-6. And Mishnah is 12. Now what Abaya? Abaya said, Omrili A, my Mechanech has told me, Bar Shis le Mikra, Bar Esa le Mishnah. And you wonder why he had to bring a Mechanech and a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. But the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is Chomesh le Mikra. But the difference is, Chomesh le Mikra is when you start. Bar Shis is when Sofer le Ketura. Bar Esa le Mishnah is when you start. But when is Yoedid Lechayiv? The age of 12. Bar Tleisa le Tanisa me'eis le'eis. At 13 years old, you have to fast all day. Rashi says, it doesn't mean 13 years old, and you have to fast all day. You don't need the aim of Abaya. It's talking about the 13th year, which is 12 years old. And the Ran and others argue, Ubit Tanekis Bas Tres, and a girl 12. Rashi is a fascinating thing here. Rashi says, it's a very fascinating Rashi. You have to learn it inside. Why are girls more mature than boys? Look what Rashi says. You know why girls are more mature than boys? They have more energy than boys, and they can fast at 12? Not because they're more mature. You know, look at Rashi, but Tanekis, right in the middle of the page. Shehi mamheres lahavi koyach. She is stronger than boys are. She ain't a mateshes koyach b'lima taida. Yeah, boys learn taida and therefore they're weak. Girls don't learn taida and therefore they're stronger than we are. Okay, and so on and so forth. Interesting Rashi. Not because they're more mature or anything else. And then once you have chiduchav, she's not chil getting going. Omer Abayi said, Abayi, talking about the things that his nursing mother would want to raise him. Told him, he also said, Omer, hey, my mother, you should say, hi, Bash, she's a six-year-old. Other advice about young kids. The Turkle Akva was bitten once by a scorpion. And on the sixth birthday, it seemed that the sixth birthday is a very important day because things happen on the sixth birthday. That's when you transition from a tiny tot, an infant, to a child who's growing up. Loichai, if a scorpion bites you on the day of your sixth birthday, you're not going to make it. Maya susay, so what in the world is the cure? Merarta, the gallbladder, the daya from what is the ostrich. Chivarta, white one. Bishikra, and you soak it in beer. Nishpaya, you smear on it. Minishka, you give him to drink. Rashi learns, big machlekes is showing me, and actually the consequences of the big machlekes. Rashi learns talking about if the scorpion did bite, how in the world are you going to live? You can't live unless you take this particular medicine. You take the gallbladder of a daya. Taisa says it can't be. It's in the phase you won't live. It means how do you make sure you prevent it? You take the gallbladder and you give him to drink.
So that's a
preventative medicine. Now the simple question is, daya is treif. How can you give it to a... So what, according to Rashi, it's a konos nefashos. You give it to the child. According to Taisa, he wasn't bitten yet. How can he even treif? So what do we see from the main time? A new din. That sakonas nefashos is not limited only to after the event. If that's the precaution to avoid sakonas nefashos, suddenly it comes, we can continue, we can use the sakonas nefashos to allow certain things. We're allowing a kid to eat treif. It's only also the rabbanon, it's chinuch, allowing a kid to eat treif to prevent a sakonas nefashos. They're not sure how to take it in time. They don't know how far to go.
Once they're a chayla,
that's already talking about preventative. The idea of preventative. But this is something totally different. This is preventative.
Correct. Yeah.
How far do we take this preventative thing? Because this is
do procedures.
Whatever, yeah, to prevent. Yeah, but we here nothing happened yet. There's no second whatsoever. You can do giving something
normal
to avoid.
Six-year-old child.
Yeah, taking treif medicine to avoid getting sick. That's basically what it is.
How do you know when the scorpion is going to bite you?
Exactly. So, I mean, Rashi learns that he was bitten. And they bite him. Hi, Bar Shasa. Now we're talking about a year old, not a 1 year old. The Torah Glazer Buddha was bitten by a BB. I mean, Mishle Shasa. Something's wrong about birthdays. Seems that if you get bitten by a scorpion, not on the birthday, you get bitten by a bee, not, but the day of the birthday, suddenly you become more vulnerable in a way. Like an Ayin Hora or something. That if a child, a year old, gets bitten, lechaye, also won't survive. Unless you take the following medicine, Maya Susa, what exactly is the medicine? Atsasa the Dikla, you take that thing that grows around the palm tree, the Maya, you soak in the water, and you spy, and then you smear it on the body, and you give it to drink. Omer Rav Tina says, now talking about educating a child. We just said before that that you should stop at 6 years old and immediately starts pumping them with learning. Now there's a big machleki. Just like today in the modern education is you don't send kids to proper school till 6 years old. When I was growing up, with no such thing. So obviously they keep on changing. In the Gemara Gufa, you have a machleki here, the same thing. Kol hamachni says b'noi pochas mi'ben sheish. If you bring your child under 6 years old to learn, rots achrav einim agir. People will chase after him and never reach him. Now, what does that mean? So, what is that a compliment or is that a chsar? Some say chaverav rotzim achrav. His friends will run after him, but ein magin oisay. They'll never feel as weak as him because he'll be so sick because you pushed him too hard when he was under six. I skipped a line. So the first opinion is Rats Achra Ve'ena Magir. The first opinion is that they're trying to make him healthy, but it'll never help, be able to help him out because, and Rashi says he's endangering his life. A kid under six, you send him to school, a proper full day school, you're endangering his life. Ikadamri, Chaveda Rats Achra, they're trying to chase after him and learning, they'll never catch up to him. If he started at the age of 4 or 3 and learning, those who start at 6 will never catch up to him because this kid's mind is developed 1 mile ahead of them. And the truth of the matter is, so now the two versions. Either the Tavayis, they're both true, Cholish Vagam, it'll be very physically weak, but it'll be a big time of Chacham. Or Ibayisim, it depends who the child is. There's no rules. It depends. Every child, you have to base it on his merits. Hadar Chacham, the child is weak, don't start teaching him yet. Wait till the child gets stronger. Hadar Bad, if it's healthy, and if I can't, teach him because it'll be miles, leagues ahead. So that's that. If a woman sold her nechassim that she got in inheritance afterwards, while her husband's alive, she sold it. Now she sold it. The guy who bought it took a risk. Because if the woman dies first, then the husband just takes it over. If the woman outlives the husband, then the woman, then these people will get to keep it. So it's a gamble. So they're paying obviously a much smaller price than what the value is. Take a gamble. But what happens if Shitaka died first? The husband is entitled to take it out of the kuchit because he's the first lekech. However, the Rishonim, the Rashba, and others already say that this din only applies if the husband was not in agreement to the wife selling it. If the husband agreed to the wife sell it and they took the money for it, then the husband benefited from the sale. How can he not turn around and say, I'm the first lekech? And in fact, that lekech has a right to make the husband swear that he wasn't happy about the whole thing. And then, interesting, the Rishonim talk about if the money was still there, that you have to reimburse him. If he used the money, then it became a loan. And if it became a loan, then you no longer have to pay. But what happened? The money that the person paid for the property is still sitting there. Do we say that the money became hers and it's no longer the original money of Lekech? Or do we say because she never spent it and the whole thing turned out to be a mekatos, it's like the money is still the Lekech's? It's similar to a Rashi of Dal and Bometzia, but if I borrow money from you but I never spent it, is it still your money until I actually spend it? Or the fact that you gave it to me, it's already mine. It doesn't matter if I spent it or not. Same machlekes the Shoinim is over here. In the case of Lekech, which Mekatosh. He invited Ashkenazi Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Avud, Rabbi Kabbal Chusa Lusha. He was talking with a lot of people in Lusha. Omele, man, mother, the Shmai Lusha. Who taught? Who is the author? Sorry? Milugin. Oh, Milugin, yeah. Milugin is plucked. Sorry? Milugin is plucked, literally.
For English translation,
I have to
look that one up in the
dictionary. Usury, I don't know. In my day, these are plucked. We actually had a Rashi that says it's plucked, like a chicken that's plucked. Okay, Omlet Rabbi Yosef Bachanina taught him in the Arboin Zimna 40 times. But Dom the Commander Monkly Kishman, finally he memorized it like long that there was Rabbi Yosef Bachanina who taught him. Ashley Shembri Mishpat Oisas Doki Bechalej. Praiseworthy, the person gives Doki constantly. How do you give Doki all the time? If you feed your children, they're youngsters. That means even. No, I told you yesterday. Taisus says there's Ktanik Tanim and Ktanim. Ktanik Tanim are kids that have to be nursed and all that. Chay Tanim Chayiv. But Ktanim, which means over 3, not 6. Over 3, you're doing Doki already. Bechalej. And we're going to force you al tzedakah, not al safada. If you raise orphans and stepchildren in your house, foster children, and then you marry them off, then it's considered that you give them tzedakah all the time. I'm not sure we have to add the word of masin. And in Megadol, you know, you take over a full responsibility like a true parent. It says in Pasig, your wealth that has been untouched is still standing in your house. But if it's at the same time you give tzedakah, how do you give tzedakah and your wealth hasn't been touched? If you learn Torah on your own and you teach others, your wealth hasn't been touched. Whatever you know, you still know. In fact, you know better. So therefore, you have a case here of hoin va'oishah bebeisa, and yet tzedakah is lad. Chadom is a koisiv teirim yingsuvim. You have a library, mashal lechedim, and you lend it to others. It doesn't hurt you, and yet others benefit as well. If you see grandchildren, it'll be Shalom Yisrael. What do you mean, Shalom Yisrael? What machlekes are you avoiding? Shalom Yisrael. Once you have grandchildren, Shalom. Why? Chalitza Yibum seems to be, it would cause a lot of strife and machlekes. but you know, which brother should end up with her, or she offends them by not wanting to marry them. This way, his grandchildren, no more Yibin Chalitza. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, you have grandchildren, Shalom al Dayone Yisrael. There's no machlekes of Yerusha. There's no machlekes of Yerusha. Who comes first in the Nachla and all that kind of stuff, because there's any question. This is the drasha that he dashed before the Chachamim, which he said was that the daughters Yashin, and then we had the whole dig about the sons. Yosef Rabbi Yosef came Rabbi Nuna. Rabbi Yosef said for Rabbi Nuna, but Yosef Rabbi Nuna came. Rabbi Nuna was sitting. Come, he said, "Kesheim she'ein habonim." This is the statement Rabbi Nuna made. It was a bit cryptic. Just like children do not Yashin elamin akaka, children do not inherit from their parents, only if it's property. Kach ein habonis nezaynis elamin akaka. Girls do not get fed. Remember, there's a takana by the ksuba that you're gonna, you tell the wife, "I'm going to take care of your daughters to feed them." Also, she only gets fed if there's property. Although there's a metaltlin, she doesn't get fed. Fed the murder. Abishal kul alma. The whole world screamed. Who's the whole world? How many people sat in that chair? So the whole world screamed. The shavik adahu diyad tele b'nei. That the children only yashin if the father left behind property. The loy shavik adahu diyad tele b'nei. And the father not leave property behind. They don't. They don't. They don't. What do you? The father leave metaltlin behind a car. They don't inherit it. What's that mean?
This is a
rabbi.
That's pakidish.
Why? Rabbi Yisa said, "You misunderstood my Rebbe's word." The Dilma Ksuvah Benin Dakin coming. When he said the children Yashin, wasn't talking about the inheritance of the father. He's talking about the Ksuvah Benin Dakin. You have a number of women in those days. So you make, besides what you tell the women are, that I'm going to make sure that your children inherit your Ksuvah. One woman has six children, one woman has two children. So why should they take the Ksuvah of the mothers and divided, the mothers die, and divided equally amongst the children? Why should the woman who has six children get this, each child get the same amount from the other woman's ksuva? So it's called ksuva. You say you have a ksuva b'nin dakin, and you say, you know what, your children are going to inherit your ksuva, provided there's at least one zuz over and above the value of the ksuva, so we can do the Yerusha Mateida. If there's not, if we're not able to do Yerusha Mateida, then all the children divide equally in the entire estate. The only thing that's left in the state is the money that's committed to the ksuvas. But if there's money over and above the ksuvas, so there is money to be divided as a state, now you look at the ksuvas. What happens to the first woman he loved a lot more than the second one? So the first woman he offered $1,000 tonight ksuvas. The second one only $200. Why should the children of the second one get the same as the first? So you make a special ksuvas benin dakin, which is only the kanzah chamim, that each woman's children, they inherit their own ksuvas.
So there's left to make a Tosefes ksuvas in order to guarantee
In the Tosefes ksuvas, yeah, it says also ksuvas benin dakin. And therefore, ksuva benin dakin, the children only inherit from the property, not from the, not if there's metalklin. Because what's meshuba to a ksuva? Only karka. It's only the goinim later who made a takana that metalklin goes to ksuva. So there's only a karka. So that's what he's saying here. Just like the ksuva. Not the ksuva, just like inheritance, not the stam inheritance of Ma'atayda. So the inheritance of the ksuva benin dakin is only property. So the girls also receive their mezain is only from property. So he, so Nuna, when he heard about this conversation, turned around to me and says, "Mar de Gaber Rabu Rabbi Yosef is such a great wise man. Yodemai Kami knew exactly what I was trying to say." Amar Rabchia Bar Yosef. Rabchia Bar Yosef said, "Zon mechit." Oh yeah, okay. Amar Rabchia Bar Yosef. Rab used to zon. Used to feed these girls mechitei da'aliyah from the wheat. It sounds like he gave them metalklin. We just said a minute ago that you don't give metalklin to girls who want to get fed. And what did Rav feed them with? He gave them the chayv and the wheat. That was sitting there in the attic. How does that fit in? We just said that. We just said a minute ago. Rav Amnuna just said only from karka. And here Rav used to give luchayv from chitim, which is metalklin. So what happened? Is Rav arguing with Rav Nuna? Maybe we're not talking here about it all, Mazenas. Maybe we're talking about Panosa. Panosa is when you give a dowry for the daughter to marry, and then we know that the father is very happy to give an extra sum of money so that his daughter will find herself a good shidduch. So maybe we're talking about Panosa, and Panosa you do collect from a Taltim. Not what Mazenas said, which we just said a minute ago, Rav Nuna said you don't collect from a Taltim. Panosa he. And there you do collect metalklin. So Abel, what do you mean? Chitad aliyah, my aliyah, me elua the abu kedush Shmuel. Because on this case over here, we follow. Shmuel made a statement that says when it comes to shidduchin, the father passed away. We, our the bezin assesses. This is this guy. How much? How generous would he be? how much money would he think he would be if he would have been alive? Would he have given dowry for his daughter? Not much more the panasa. When it comes to panasa dowry shamin bav, we assess the father how that's how much how rich he is, but more how generous or stingy he is. And maybe talk about mezainis. What do you mean by aliyah? Not that you kept wheat in the attic, but medvarim tovim shenemer baaliyah. Or that you mean no from those things that were said there in the attic. Baaliyah his kinu in the attic. We decided she b'nei zayim and metalkin. That even though we just said Abinuna just said that we don't give mezainis metalkin to a girl, but in the aliyah they had a meeting and decided, you know what, it's not fair. The girls are starving. We're going to give them. And the Rav is agreeing with that. Or is Rav, or Rav holds like Amnuna, you don't give to children from a tafim. Toshma, we learned, Yodid Rabbi Noyach, the Rabbi Chibar Abba, he metalkli in the Yasma, he once had, the Benoy once had, metalkli Yisaimim, also the Kamed Shmuel, it came before Shmuel, and Omalei, and he said to him, do I give it to the Yisaimis or not? He said, Zil Zoin, so what is he claiming the story here, that Shmuel what? Shmuel did give. Shmuel did metalklin to girls from Mazainas. My lavla Mazaina. That said that in Aliyah, we decided that we will feed the girls Mazainas. Again, not Mazainas, but Panasa Dowry, or Shmuel the Tamed, or Shmuel the Panasa Shamibah. Panasa we give to the father. Chaykh the Shayni, we give to the father only to reduce it from the maximum 10% or even to increase it above 10%. We'll see later anymore. Have the Nadoi, there's a story in Nadoi. We'll bring a number of stories where it seems that they had Rachmanis on the girls and we give them a talcum. And so far we haven't resolved it. Uv the Nadoi, we don't dine in the Nadoi, the Dayan in Nadoi, Paskin in Pubadisa, but Agber Rabchone Bar Bizne, and Rabchone Bar Bizne collected for the Yisaimim what? From the talcum. Nachman said, Zila Hadi. Rav Nachman was very tough, and we have this expression many times. You better return that money to the Yisaimim and take it away from the girls. Let them starve. Because if you don't, I am personally going to take your palaces away from you, the Yoni, because you're passing wrong, and you stole from the Yisaimim. In other words, Rav Nachman disagrees, and he said, I don't agree with Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and I believe with Rav Nuna, you don't give metalkin to girls. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, another story, he saw with the amazing metalkin. They also wanted to feed them Yisaimim. Rav Yechon Shlokin refused to give metalkin to the girls. Atin Avdi Ba'uvda, you do. Rav Elazar saw with the metalkin. Another instance, Rav Elazar wanted to feed the girls metalkin. Rav Elazar saw with the I know that you're not out to hurt the Yisaimim, but rather you have compassion for the girls. Never they have to eat, and you don't want them snorting in the door. So you want they should have food from the metalkin. El, the problem is, you know, it's a misplaced compassion. Meanwhile, you're taking away from the Yisaimim. You know, you have a compassion. You know, the problem is bleeding hearts. They have compassion one way and never see the full picture. Maybe I have to go another way. What's the precedent that you can take away from Yisaimim? What's wrong? You're going to take away from Yisaimim, someone's not right, and he's supposed to need the money. And they're entitled to it. So therefore, because even though you have compassion, if it's had a precedent, don't do it. So now we have these Amoraim, who all of them disagree with the idea of giving metalkin to the Mezainis. I would ask the camera, Rabbi Yisav, somebody came from Rabbi Yisav, Omlu, Havali, Havali, also. You say about them, you know, the girls from Mezainis, he said to them, give them a tamari from the dates to al budya that it's on the mats. That's metalkin. Omale baye ilu bal chayva. But you know, bal chayva is stronger than the mezayv al chayv. I didn't can collect. Ki hagavne mi avi yoevle. Bal chayv can collect from behesas from karka. From this, he the bal chayva right to demand from it. He can go to Mishabadim. Now, Lucheda, the Yisaimim have the money that belonged to the girls, like Mishabadim. Who can go to Mishabadim and take metalkin away? What right do you have, the Rebbe, to Paskin, to give the girls a bayi? Never let the Rebbe Yisrael breathe. Every time Rebbe Yisrael opened his mouth, the bayi was there, arguing with him. Amalei, Rebbe Yisrael said to Abayi, you misunderstood what I meant. I meant the Chazia Lebudya Kamina. They're still hanging on the tree, but they're about to be cut off and they'll be placed on the mats. That's so they're still karka. That's why I said give it to the girls. So Abai asked him, save, Kolaim the Godzik, he goes, we have a rule that's about to be cut off, Ziv is cut off already, so it's a tree like metalton ready. How can you give that to the girls? I'm talking about they're about to be cut off, but they still need to grow a little bit more on the tree, so they're still considered karka. So the girls are allowed to take it. So the bottom line is you can't give.